So we're in the middle of doing two psukim together, Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin. These two psukim go together, they partially connect to the previous psukim. I'll read the psukim inside again. Re'isiyas kol ha'chayim ha'mahalchim tachas ha'shamesh im ha'yelet ha'sheni asher yamo tachtof. Shlomo says, I have seen all of the living which travel. Ha'mahalchim. I would say, Rabbi Michal, have a good word for ha'mahalchim? Who are...
Two-legged?
Hamahalchim tachas hashemesh.
Travelers.
They travel tachas hashemesh. They travel through time. Im hayeled. Maybe that's really kashemesh. And when we talk about the shemesh, it always means the world. Okay, but hamahalchim tachas hashemesh, who are in existence in this world. Okay, who are living in this world, passing through time, passing through the world. Im hayeled hashini, together with the second child. We'll discuss that in a moment. Asher yamo tachtov, that stands in his place. Simply, this goes back to the previous pasuk yudalid, where or pasuk yud gimel, where we learned about the yeled miskein v'chacham. So we learned about the melech zokein uchasil, who was removed and replaced by the yeled miskein v'chacham. He was yeled number one. And now we have yeled number two. I now see the yeled number two. What?
The four sons of Gadol.
The four sons. So who's the fourth? I see a three. I see a three. We have the Kasil, we have the Yeled, the first and the second Yeled. Okay, maybe we'll find the fourth son. I don't see a fourth son yet. In a Yeled Hashni Ashayamoy Tachtav, and then it goes on to say, Pasik Tezan, in Kates Lucholama Shayashahayel of Lehem, there is no end. There is no end to the people, Luchol, to all that was before them. The later generations will also not have any pleasure. So we learned yesterday very quickly the Mitzudos and Rashi. Let's just sum up the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says that the Yelet Hasheni is basically the third generation. The Melech Tzil V'Zokein was replaced by the Yelet Miskein V'Chacham, but ultimately the Yelet Miskein V'Chacham, his time also passes. And he leaves. And when he's replaced by another Yeled, a Yeled Sheni. And the Pasuk Tes Zayin says, all of these, all three generations are unsuccessful. That's according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos. They are unsuccessful in teaching people that it is futile. It is a waste of time to pursue materialism in this world. Everyone is trapped into, everyone in this world is a prisoner of this ideology that it's a worthy pursuit to acquire, accumulate wealth. They think they're going to live forever, they're going to enjoy it. And this goes back to the middle of the parak where Shlomo was describing people who spend their whole life toiling and working without any rest to accumulate wealth, and all for what? For who and for what? For the next generation. Who says the next generation will make the right decisions? Who says you'll even be able to give it to the next generation? For yourself? These people, they don't take the money. They don't enjoy it. So the pasuk here is saying there's no end. L'chola meaning l'chola shehoyu lefneihem. According to the Mitzudos, there's no end to all of the wealth, all of the wealth that was in the past two generations. Gam ha'acharon, in the later generations, underneath the Yelet Hasheni lo yismuchuvo, they're also not happy with their lives. Gam zehevel v'rayon ruch. Let's maybe just review again, Pasuk Tezvav in the Mitzudos. Let's review the Mitzudos again, the second Pasuk, because it's very, very difficult Pasuk, very difficult to translate accurately. Give me one moment. Pasuk Tesvav here with the Mitzudos. Okay, let's review again. Pasuk Tesvav. I'm sorry, Pasuk Tezayin. Let's do Pasuk Tezayin. Or, you know, let's do both Pasukim. Okay, let's, because it's very hard. Let's review it. I went through it very quickly yesterday. Do both together. Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin. Re'isi be'enai re'isi eskol ha'noshim ha'charutzim ve'hazirizim ha'metailim bo'olam. I have seen all of the people the Mitzudas adds in. Busy people. People who are diligent. They're diligent in working very hard. And that was the theme of the chunk of this parak. Charutzim means, what's charutzim? Charutzim means they are. What's a good translation for charutzim? Chorutz v'zoruz. It's something similar to diligent. Okay, it's something related to being diligent, to being to press and to aggressive. What?
Jihad. A hustle.
Okay, all the hustlers. Good, that's a good word. I like that. Hustlers, all the hustlers. Yes. I've seen all the hustlers.
You know, to me it suggests like the kind of rat race.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right. Perfect. I've seen the charutzim v'hazarizim, the hustlers and the diligent people hametaylim olam that exist in this world, im hayeled hasheni. Extremely difficult. What is this yeled sheni doing here? Who is he? So, what does he say? The mitzudos. He's going out on saying his own interpretation. O samri isi, im hayeled hasheni hanoilad achar ze hayeled hamiskein. So he's the third. The third person in the series. We first start with the Melech Zokein Uchasil. He was deposed, replaced by the Yeled Miskein, the poor Yeled, but the Chacham. And now that Melech that child has passed from the world, and he has been replaced with another Yeled. Asher Molad Atzma Bichachmosav Yotzal Lilmoch. That was the first Yeled. Asher Yamoy Tachtov. Asher Shofateti Bedati. So here he's going back on the word re'isi. The Mitzudas goes back on the word re'isi. I've seen, I've judged in my mind. Shehu yamoid. When he says asher shafateti, seemingly what he's saying is he's going back to the beginning of the pasuk. Re'isi. What does it mean re'isi? I've seen in my mind, I've judged in my understanding. Asher shafateti bedati. Shehu yamod bimelucha tachas harishon hamelech achar hamelech hazokin. I've come to the conclusion that the first yeled, will replace the melech zokin uchasil, and now the second yeled will replace the first yeled. Even though none of that ever said was written in the pasuk, he's adding an enormous amount of interpretation into the pasuk. All it says in the pasuk is there's two types of kings. One is better than the other. The Mitzudas is going out on a limb and telling us that the second one is replacing the first one.
No,
that's the Yel Hasheni. That's Yama Tachta of the Yel Harishon. No, but how did the Rishon come to power? It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that the Rishon ever came to power. So he says, Asher Shafatati Bedati Shehu Yamod B'Molucho Tachas Harishon HaMoylech Achar HaMelech HaZokein. The Melech HaZokein.
Well, the Melech HaZokein was deposed.
Right. Well, how do we know he was deposed? It doesn't say that in the pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk he was deposed. So that's what he's saying. He's saying over here, go back, look at the words, Asher.
Why would the tzaddik be deposed afterwards?
He interprets the pasuk, he based on Surim Yotzo Limloch. That's the first yeled.
Yeah. Yotzo Limloch, okay, fine. Yotzo Limloch, but it's not just Limloch, to be Limloch on top of the Melech Zokin, to overpower him.
Okay.
So now he elaborates even more. He says, I know what I'm saying is vague. And yet every time the Mitzudah says the word Choymer, he means, I know that what I just said may not sit well with you, so let me elaborate. I've seen all these hustlers and these diligent people. I've also seen him, the king. Uvachanti chokhmosoy mul chokhmosom. I have analyzed the wisdom of the young king, of the king, relative to the wisdom of all of the people of the world who are involved in this rat race. Uchmohom ka'ayin kinegdo.
And they are
nothing compared to him. His wisdom is infinitely greater. L'chein shofati. That's why I made the assumption. That is why I reached the conclusion that it must be shofatiti shehu yimlech. Since the people of the world, they have no wisdom whatsoever, and this yeled miskein v'chacham is extremely wise. I therefore, re'isi, I've come to the conclusion that it has to be that he will one day.
But he's talking about the second one, not the first one.
No, that's what I don't think. If you go. So who's the Rishon? Who's the Rishon? The Rishon, go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Re'isi.
Yeled Miskein.
No, I'm not so sure. Because look back at the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk in the Mitzudas. Re'isi. Be'enai re'isi. Es kol hanashim ha'chadusim v'azrizim ha'metal bo'olam. Im ha'yelad ha'sheni. Oysam re'isi im ha'yelad ha'sheni. Hanoilad Achar ze hayeled hamiskein. Now, it seems like now, maybe I'm wrong, is everything, once he made mention of the yeled hamiskein, he keeps on describing the first yeled hamiskein. Asher molad atzma b'chochmosa v'yotzo limloich.
Absolutely right. First he says, chotam shulish loydem heri yinotez. If you go this way...
Ah, so you're saying very good. Very, very good.
I'm smart. I'm a Baal Chacham. I'm the Shlomo HaMelech, let's say. Toiv Yelav Miskein. I can tell you that Miskein is better than Melech Zaken. And now his kids also have a certain problem. So he's actually unraveling...
No, but I don't know. You want to say, you want to go say the Chut HaMishol Shlomo HaMelech...
He's unraveling.
No, that would be three of a kind...
Three of the same kind.
It doesn't have to be.
As long as the second is not, so it's already not chutam mishulah.
All right, let's read the next pasuk. Okay, let's see. Read the next pasuk. Okay, so let's see.
If the first one is that, then what do you think that the second and third are?
Well, the first one is six.
Start from a good basis.
First one is stuck in a seal.
Right. How about this? The first is the Russia. The second one is a tzaddik. And the third are neither Russia nor tzaddik.
Doesn't say that. How do we...
Well, it doesn't say much of anything. I mean, we're all guessing here.
Okay, let's see the next. Let's just see the next pasuk. Maybe it will become clear when we see the next pasuk. Let me see this. Excuse me. Yeah. Ain Kates. Well, no. According to the Mitzvot Snat and the Midrashim, yes, all the Midrashim say yes, talking about himself, so on and so forth. But over here, according to the Pashim Shadi, he's making an observation. I'm making that observation. And to the side, there's a Melech Zokin Chasil, comes along a Yeled Miskein Tichacham who's in prison. He, with his Chachma, he breaks out of prison. He's Melech on the entire world, and then ultimately he's replaced by the third, by the Yeled. By a third king, by a...
That's a strange observation. If you go three generations down, now you can say, okay, we had a Russia and it was replaced by a Tsar.
The Mamloi, see, the Mamloi is actually elaborating. The Mamloi actually says that after the term of the second king is over, the next generation makes an observation, why did the predecessor get into office? What did he have over political analysis? What did he have over his predecessor? He was young. So therefore, the youth, the Yaldus, is the key to get into office. But the only thing is, that wasn't why really got into the Chochmah, was what got him into office. Not necessarily, not because of the Yaldus. Yeah. But the mistake is that the next generation, when they look at the last two elections. Why was he pushed out? Because he was old. People like young and fresh. So that's why the Yeled, the third generation, is also Yeled. Let's see. Pasuk has...
I think you guys are both wrong. I'm the expert on logic. Right? Because if you look at Shlomo HaMelech is talking, and he's saying it's better to be a son who's a Miskein than to be a Melech Zaken. Melech Zaken is not one of the three. I'm the first, and then I'm going to be a Yeled Miskein. Now, the Yeled Miskein, when he walks with his son, who is the third generation, Reisi, Enkes, etc., etc. So the Melech Zaken is never one of the three. He's just
there's only
saying,
two then.
No, he who's talking?
Shlomo and his son, you just...
Right.
That's two.
And then he says, Ema Yeled HaSheni.
Yeled HaSheni was his son.
His son's son. That's what the Masuda says there.
No,
his
son's
son. All right, let's read the next pasuk. Let's see.
Shlomo.
Right. Good morning. Okay, let's read the next pasuk. Ein Kates. Okay, there is no end. What does it mean there is no end? Ein Kates. Bimei Malchus Melech HaZokein uVimei Malchus HaYeled HaRishoin. During the first two generations, according to the Mesudas, there are three generations. That's clear as day. It's a chiddush, because you can read the pasuk here only two generations. The yelid hasheni ashayamo tachtav, you can interpret simply to mean the yelid hasheni that's going to be yamo tachtav of the melech zokein ukitzil. I mean, that's the simple way to read the pasuk. But that's not what the mitzvah is doing. The mitzvah is going off and telling us that we're dealing here a sacha called all of these psukim. There are three generations. So he says, there's no end to what? The pursuit, the rat race, as Ramchal said, the rat race never ended during the first two generations. Ein keitz bimei malchus melech hazakein, uvimei malchus hayelet harishon. Lo hoye keitz l'chol ha'om. Now, what end of what? The end to what? So he explains, v'choyzim ufarish l'chol asher hoyo lifneihem. Now, what does that mean? There was no end to this that was before them. What was before them? The pursuit of money. Ratzalaymar, lo hoyedai lohem lihios keitz l'chol hatoivah. There was not enough for them to put an end to pursuing goodness. Asher hoyo lifneihem. Kiloy samchu b'chelkom. These past two generations, under the Melech Zokin Uchasil and the Yeled Miskein, the Chacham, people accumulated enough money for multiple lifetimes, and enough money in the bank, so they should have stopped the pursuit, all of this Melus, which we learned in the previous parak, and they should have went to Koilel, should have retired, and sat in Koilel, and accomplished something spiritual with their lives. Ucho Oimer. Now, what does the pasuk mean now, the next generation? What it goes on, okay, we could understand that during the lifetime, the generation of the first generation of the Melech Zokein Uchasil, we understand why people were obsessed with money. Listen, the leader is a shaita. The leader is a kasil. So what does he appreciate? He doesn't appreciate spiritual matters. He appreciates money. So everyone took the lead from the melech. We understand. But guess what? Even when the yelid miskein v'chacham took office, nothing changed. It was business as usual.
Right. So he couldn't change the tide.
Couldn't change the tide.
But it goes even further.
And then the third generation, it was even worse. He could not change the tide. Now comes the third generation. Comes the Yeled Hasheni Asher Yamoy Tachtov, which means, according to the Mitzudos, means the third generation. Gam Ho Acharoinim, Gam Binei Ho Om Asher Ho Yihiyu Lo Acharoina Binei Malchus Hayeled Hasheni, the third generation. Now a new king comes to office. A new.
The Yeled Hasheni.
No, there's a Yeled Harishain. And there are three generations.
Right. No, I still think the three generations are the Zokain, the Miskain, and the Yeled Chain. Those are the three generations.
Right. The Yeled Miskain, the Chacham is the Yeled Rishon.
Right.
And then there's the Yeled Chaini.
Right.
Right, right. Okay. That's what I mean. So I mean now. I would,
but by Acharonim.
In the big picture of things, the Acharonim means third generation. The first generation is the Melech Zokain. This second generation is the Miskain, and the third one is just Stam Yeled.
Right.
Yeled. So Gam Acharonim Gam Bimei Ha'om Asher Yihiyu Lo Acharona Bimei Malchus Hayeled Hasheni. Why are we calling him the Yeled Hasheni relative to the second generation, which was the Yeled Harishon?
Right.
Okay. Gam heim lo yismichu b'toivas ha'oish rasher yihiyu b'yodam. They're also not going to be satisfied with what they have. Ki yisavu ta'avo l'harbois oid. They're going to want even more. Im ki yimluchu. Now here, now the question is, so what do you expect? Well, we have a complaint against them. Hashem gave you a blessing of giving you two wise kings. Generation 2, generation 3. So don't you think already, maybe you'll tell me the first generation, you know, they're still blaming when Obama took office. So for 6 years, he was still blaming Bush. Everything that's wrong in the country, don't blame me. I'm only filling on the coattails of my predecessor. So you would say, listen, the Yelid HaRishon, the second generation, he couldn't change the tide. You know why he couldn't change the tide? Because the Melech Zakeinu Kasil, he put everything in motion. You can't stop a train traveling 100 miles an hour. It takes a couple of miles. You know, what do you want from me? But now, when you get already to the third generation, and you have already two generations of Chachomim, you have two Democrats, two Republicans after from a previous administration, no more excuses. You can't go say anymore, oh, I can't, it's a speeding train. It takes time to slow down. So that's what it says. Guess what? Even im kim yimluchu aleim shnei chachomim, bezeh achar zeh. Guess what? The world is stuck in the mud. That's the way it is. There's no way you can change the nature of man. Man is never satisfied. And then he concludes, "Ki gam ze hevel, gam hamalchus chachamim hevel." So what does it mean? Gam hamlochas chachamim hevel. The last two generations, generation two, generation three, even though they outnumber the first generation of the Melech Zakeinu Kasil, chachma is worthless. The people are just stubborn. Gam hamalchus hamlochas chacham hevel v'shev rotzon ki ein biyodam liyasher das bnei adam el derech hanochon. There's no way you can straighten out man. Man is crooked. In kain ein toeles v'ein miloy rotzon. There's no purpose and there's no fulfillment of will. Shever, it's a rayon ruach, it's just a broken spirit. There's nothing that can be done. Okay, so this is a very, very interesting interpretation. I don't think anyone would interpret the pasuk like this. But this is the novel approach of the Mitzudas David, the pasuk Yud, pasuk these two psukim, pasuk Tezvav and pasuk Tezayin. We're dealing here, it's a continuation of Sach HaKol, three generations, and the focus is the pursuit of materialism, in contrast to the pursuit of spirituality, the fact that people are never satisfied. Three generations. Re'isi, he makes his observation, and when it says Hayelad Hasheni Shayamot Tachto, the translation of Hayelad Hasheni means generation three. He's the Yelad Sheni relative to the Yelad to the Miskon, Ashayamoy Tachtov that replaces the Yelad Harishon, two generations, and with all that, in Kates L'cholam, there's no end. They don't put an end to their pursuit of materialism, L'chol HaShohay L'fneim, even though they have in front of them all of this wealth, they're not satisfied. And even though we're now already at the third generation, Gam HaCharoinim Lo Yismichuvo. So Mimela, what was the Chochma worth? Chochma's worth nothing. That's a major theme of Sefer Koheles. Everything is worthless, even chokhma. In chokhma v'intzuna neged Hashem. That's the bottom line. Is saif tovah kol nishma lakim yira. That's it says comes the hellovin. Okay, so this is the novel interpretation of the Mitzudas. Rashi didn't even want to touch it. Rashi seems like he didn't want to touch this whole pasuk, and Rashi just basically said, go on under the Medrash and force some ideas to the pasuk. We're dealing with two generations. The dar. What's so funny?
He said to force
them. He does. That's what he does. Isn't that what he's doing? That's what it seems like. Dar Hamabel. Rashi is talking. No, only two dar.
Dar till the Dar Hamabel. The Dar Hamabel.
Okay, let's read the Rashi again very quickly. Then let's see. It's a short Rashi. Ein Kate. Let's see. Pasik. Let's just do just pasik. Tezvav. Ein Kate l'chol am. Podim v'ravim hayu yosemidai. Okay, that's the pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav. For ECS kol hachayim matzasi b'medrash ha-sefer hazeh zeh dor ha-mabul shenema bohem u'mikol hachay im hayelet ha-sheni, only two generations. Okay, asher yiskayim tachas osa hadar, only two generations, not like the Mitzudas that dealing with three generations.
What do you call the dor before the dor ha-mabul?
We're not discussing that. It's a new theme. It's according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin has nothing to do with Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel talks about the Toiv Yelad Miskein V'Chacham Mimelach Zokeinu Chasil. Then Pasuk Yud Aleph talks about Mibes Hosurim Yotzel Limloich. According to Rashi, you can package that up, pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, package it up, put it on the shelf, we're done. Finished. Now we're discussing something entirely new. We start fresh and we describe two generations. I've taken a look at the generation of the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul was a generation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them bracha that cannot even be imagined. They gave birth to children in 3 days. Yosef Midai. More than it can possibly be believed. The bracha was, and then we come to Pasuk Tez. Imayelir Hasheni is the next generation. Hashayat is Asher Yiskaim Acher Oisahadu Hashem Noyach Ubonov. The next generation, the survivors of the Mabul. Then that next generation led into the Dor HaFloga. The reason why Hashem had to destroy the world, the Dor HaFloga, was because the Dor HaMabul didn't learn the lesson. So we're dealing only with two generations according to Rashi, the generation before the Mabul and the generation after the Mabul. In Ketz L'Cholam, Padim V'Ravim Hayu Yosef Midai, K'moshen Emar, Zara. Your children are established before you. They would send out their children. Avila means their shoots, their children, their offshoots, their children like sheep into the field. In case there's no end to the bracha. In case according to Rashi, it does not mean the pursuit of materialism. It means the gift of materialism. Hashem gave them enormous bracha. There's no end to the blessing that Hashem gave them. In case the chol tov ashayu lefnei ba'kol avod, and everything was lost uverega sheol yechatu, in one moment to the grave yechatu they descended in one moment to the grave. Gam ho acharoinim, and that refers to the Dor HaFloga. Lo yismuchu vo, they also did not enjoy. They did gam hein b'toiv hinicham b'yadam. They did not enjoy the blessing. Lo yismuchu gam hein b'toiv hanitin lohem. They did not rejoice properly in the blessing that was given. They were not satisfied with the blessing that they had. They looked to do averos. They used all of the blessing just as a means. They were frustrated to look to make trouble. Gamzeh, this generation also, Soifa shel hevel v'rayon ruach, kasher adam mahalich achra yitzro. So the end of these two generations was Chorban, Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga. Okay, so it's very simple. According to the parish of Rashi, this pasuk, these two psukim, have nothing to do with the previous psukim. This is not a continuation of the Melech Zokin Chasil and the Yelid Miskein v'chacham. We're done with them. We're discussing over here two generations, Dor before the Mabul, Dor after the Mabul. Hashem gave them enormous bracha. They took that bracha and they abused it. They used it as a tool to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not called Simcha. Simcha, it seems to be saying, is that simple is when you this week's parasha, Tachas, Asher lo yavarta, as Hashem elokecha, b'simcha v'tuv levav meirav koil. So if you can apply that concept here, that what does it mean, lo yismuchu vo? They did not use the blessing for the right purpose. That's seemingly what Rashi seems to be saying. They took the blessing that Hashem gave them and they used it as a tool to make trouble. Simcha is when you take blessing that Hashem gives you and you use it for the right purpose. Tachas Hashaloyav, is it an emotion? Is simcha something purely emotional, or is it something intellectual? This is a machlokes between the Litvaks and the Hasidim. I'm not joking. If you look at Salavechik, brisk, you look at the real Litvaks, he says an idea like this. It's very surprising. The briskers, they interpret things that that many of us who have Hasidish blood that are emotional, of emotion, of warmth and love and joy, as purely intellectual concepts. What is simcha? What is nechama? What is? It's purely intellectual concepts. And Rashi seemingly, alludes to that here. What is the simcha? Rashi says, of Hashem gave them a tremendous bracha, and they had no joy. And Rashi, what does he mean they had no joy? Then he goes on to say, they went after the Yetzer Hara. They did not utilize the blessing they had for a constructive purpose. They used the blessing in an abusive way. Okay, so we're done. Rashi Mitzudas. Now we go to have some fun. The Targum. Targum. What?
Yeah, an answer seems to give two generations and one that's three.
Oh, like the takes the mitzudos.
No, he reads both. One is two, and then he says, sorry, this is bet. He brings two perushim. One is that it's just two generations.
Okay.
And the other one that is three generations.
Like the mitzudos.
Yeah, okay.
Second shah is like the mitzudos. Okay, now let's take a look at the targum of these two psukim. Pasuk tezvav, Omar Shloima Malka, Beruach Nevua Min Kodom Hashem. He said the following. He wrote the following pasuk with Ruach HaKodesh. I look at all the foolish people. He's in Tibshim. He's in a word here. I have a really bad cold. I don't know what's going on. I'm taking antibiotics, but I can't shake it. I'm on antibiotics already a couple of days. I still can't shake it. All right. I have taken a good hard look at all of the living that go in a foolish way. Okay, it does not say the word tipshus in the pasuk. He's adding that in. What do? L'soravo al rechavam beri t'choy shimsha. This is personal. This is personal here. I have a son. His name is Rechavam, and he is my successor. And he was meant to lead the entire Klal Yisrael. But I've taken note that all of the living people that exist in this world, they're going to rebel, or the vast majority are going to rebel against my son Rechavam, and they're going to follow Yeravam ben Nevat, and his malchus will be split. Will be divided. L'sarova to rebel al rechavam b'ri to choy shimsha beneath the heaven. Umifalgin le yos malchusa. They will divide his malchus. Le'is yehovol le'yerovam bar nevot, and to give a portion of it to Yerovam ben Nevat from Shevet Ephraim. Biram, the only people that's going to be loyal, will remain loyal to my son, Biram, Shifta de Vinyamin, the Yehuda, Havon Libahoin Shalim Im Riv Yah, with the young man. That's called the Yeled. The Yeled is his son. Rechavam was, and we must know how old he was, I don't know, but we're calling Rechavam as the young child of Shlomo, who Rechavam Bari, to who Tinin Limalchusi. So here, when it's the Yelad Hasheni, not like the Mitsudos, it's a second generation from Shlomo. What happened to David? Wasn't David called the Melech? Why don't we call this the third generation of Malchus? It's a very fascinating Targum, that the Targum seems, at least here, to learn that the Malchus really started with Shlomo.
Well, but he's talking Benevuah, future.
But it says, look at the words, Tinyon leMalchus, he is the second to my Malchus. You're not the first to the Malchus. David came before you.
In the Malchus,
my Malchus, my personal. It's not what you, okay, alright, fine, okay, fine. LeMalchus.
Shaul came before David.
Oh, so Shaul, you can say, is a different type of Malchus.
Shevet.
It's a different type of Malchus. It's Loyosa Shevet Yehuda, Mechaik Mebed Raglav, it has to be from Yehuda, that was a temporary Malchus. It's a very complicated Malchus, the Malchus of Shaul. Einachanami. Okay.
Maybe this is why later we see by David Mismar that his arm didn't open up until it said.
David, don't make any mistake and think you're the first Malchus.
Here we forgot about him.
Here he's saying it's my Malchus. Okay, it's just a point I want to make. Le Malchusi. He's called the Malchus. Dikum v'yimloich ba'asar. As that my son Rechavam will one day rise up, the Yimlech ba'asar och son say. Now this is at least in my hometown. At least when they take away the malchus, at least they don't set up shop in Yerushalayim. That was also a brach. Who knows? They could have told them. Listen, we're the majority. We'll take Yerushalayim. You pack up and go somewhere else. So my son Rechavam will be moilech in the place of his inheritance, which of course is Yerushalayim, be Yerushalem in Yerushalayim. So that's a lot of things have been added into this pasuk. So now we read the pasuk inside again. Where Isi is kolachayim. I've seen all of the living people of the generation hamahalchem tachas Hashem. All of these foolish people. He seems to say the word hamahalchem has a connotation of foolishness. They're blind. Ignorant, they just wander blindly in this world. Foolish people. They don't know what's going on, they don't think. They live in this world. If someone tells them we'll save you on taxes, we'll save you on taxes, so good enough for us. Even though
gullible.
They're gullible, right? So the tachta shamish im a yelid hasheni, and who's the yelid hasheni? Im a yelid hasheni. I've seen what they're going to do. Kama, they're going to rebel. They're going to rebel. And they're going to form their own malchus, the malchus of Yisrael, which is also the malchus of Ephraim. Im, and it's going to be a thorn against the yelid hasheni, my son Rechavam, who is the second generation. Asher yamot tachtov, which will stand. He's speaking third person. That will stand in the place of him referring to himself of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, now the next pasuk elaborates even more. Next targum, pasuk tes zayin. He says the people are so foolish. First he said it. There is no end to the people of the Jewish people. Now here he is a lot in. L'chol tzadikaya tahava midabar kodo mehon. There's no limit to the number of wise and righteous, seemingly he means advisors, that are going to give good advice to my son Rechavam and tell him to lower the taxes. There's no end. Don't say that Rechavam had no one to listen to. He had plenty. There's no end to the tzadikaya, the wise that will speak before him. Biram, inun yatuhi. However, my son, they... Yat ui bichochmosa, Baran, but inon they, yat ui, they will advise him. Indeed, these righteous people, these unlimited supply of righteous people will indeed advise Yatuhi bichochmosa with wisdom, lemekal niwa me ilovehon, to ease the taxes. So he has plenty of people. But my son is a fool. Uvitaf shuse, and in his foolishness, azal he goes. The is yaat im ulemayo with these young thugs, these young advisors that don't know from nothing. They don't know from nothing. What? Who round? No, of course not. That's what it says in pasuk tezov. Omar Shlomo Malka Beruach Nivuam in Kodav Hashem. All ruach nevu. That's how he starts in pasuk tezvav. The inun yatui b'tavshus liyakoron near. Near means taxes. To yakoro yokar, to raise the taxes. Al amo beis Yisrael. And what is my son going to do? Ushvak milchas sivoya. He's going to abandon the milchas means the advice. The malchus, it says the malu, the mal, I don't know the word milchas, miluchas hazekenim. I don't know what that word really means. It simply means that from the context, it means the advice, right? The advice, of the sovai of the older advisors. Yeah.
Why couldn't he have the heart to heart talk?
He probably did.
Yeah.
He probably did. How many parents have a heart-to-heart talk with their children and they don't listen to them? What? No, we do. We don't. What? The story? No, we don't see that he talks. No, we definitely do not find anywhere that Shlomo speaks directly to Rechav. Now we don't see.
You see with David, Bathsheba, instead of Shlomo,
because of Adoniyah ben Chagis, Misnaseh Lemar, Ani Emloch.
If it's there, you can't change it. Can't change the future.
Look, today there's the machlekes in
the future. If you see something like,
no, of course not.
There was this thing like, you know, like the superpowers. Can't change.
You can't change, even though you know right. That's the way the world goes.
Isn't that the positive Mishlei that is referring to? Yom Luchas Zekeinim
Sisar. V'yiladim b'nei sisar v'yal b'nei sh'b'nei sh'stiras z'kenim binyan. Right, let's go first, the pasuk. V'azal, he will go b'malchus b'milchas bos rohei, in the advice of the later ones. B'ram inun bos rohei t'valchu bos arkein. However, b'ram bot, these young advisors are making a fatal mistake, and indeed they will suffer the consequences. Barambat inun bosrohe, Tivahu Cain, Bosar Cain, will make an error, will make a mistake afterwards, Velo Chadove, and will not be happy. They're making a decision which will lead to their downfall. The Inun Giramu, these advisors are going to cause Alohi Li'istakofo, Limihevei Mispalgimine, are going to cause a split. It's going to cause a chain of events. Ten shvatim are going to break off.
It's probably like a struggle.
Okay, it's a power struggle.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to lead to a power struggle. They're going to advise them that you should lower the taxes, and that advice is going to lead to a series of events, a chain of events, which will lead to a power struggle. A new person will rise up, Yeravam ben Nevat, and that person is going to divide the malchus. Mispalgin mine asarte shiftaya malach alihon, and this person is going to rule upon those ten shvatim. Who is this person? Yeravam chayava, Yeravam the evil man, Amaris. So Shlomo says, after I saw all that's going to happen in the future, I said, bad news. This whole world is havel havolim akol havel. Amaris avdein havlu. It's bad news for my son. Bad news. L'rchavam beri usvirus rucho lilei. He's going to have a broken spirit. I've brought a person into the world. It's a very frightening thing. Parents bring a child into the world. You don't want to bring a person into this world to suffer. You have to provide. If you're a parent, you bring a person into this world, it's your duty to make the person happy, to make the child happy. So here he's saying, so he says this over here, it's going to be bad news for my son. His mouth is going to, so my son's going to have a broken spirit. I'm the father. I'm the one that's responsible. Yeah.
Hashem had told Shlomo that because of your life, I'm going to take away. And I'm only going to give you b'shchus David, I'm giving you one more.
Two shvatim.
So what is Shlomo doing?
You have conflicting messages.
My poor son. He's the one that...
It's my fault. Elu the Elu.
What is he doing?
Because that's a question you can ask all the time.
That's why I keep saying, I feel I'm a limb. I thought I have myself.
Okay, that's a general.
No,
but that's a general hashkafic question. A person harms you. A person steals. You should say, "I'm not going to go take you to court. I'm not going to. It's meant to be. It's my sins. The reason why I've suffered a loss because I've done averus. I deserve to have someone steal all the money. You're just Hashem shaliach. So I'm not going to go take you to the police. I'm not going to go to court. I'm not going to try to punish you. That's ridiculous. It's my fault. It's my fault. I have sinned. I deserve to lose, to suffer. But you are still guilty for what you have done. Elu ve'elu. Hashem said to Shlomo, you have sinned, and therefore, because of your sins, there are consequences. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I can advise my son to do the right thing. I can have a.
Right.
You could do. You could.
It wouldn't have prevented the spark that may have caused the separation of the shvatim was this incident with the taxes. The older ones told him to lower, the younger ones told him to listen, and he listened to the younger ones. But it would have happened. The split would have happened anyway.
But maybe it would have been different. Maybe it would have been in a more pleasant way. It wouldn't have had such horrible ramifications where 12 shvatim, 10 shvatim would worship Avodah Zarah.
He came to Yeravam and he told him, you're the one.
Yeah, but maybe just Shlomo's sin and the generation was a good generation. There wasn't a problem. Maybe it would have been that there would have been a split, but it would not have led to Avodah Zarah. It would not have led to the Taserus HaShvatim are lost according to one opinion in the Gemara, never to return. Where did all that start from? Yeravam ben Nevat. Maybe if the generation was on a higher level and they were loyal and there was a need for there to be a split in the Malchus for whatever technical reason, it would not have spiraled out of control where the Aseres Fashatim would have been lost forever. So the punishment to Shlomo would have come, his Malchus would have been split, but Klal Yisrael would still have been preserved. In this, in the full sense. So
what is Shlomo saying here? It's possible that my son, not for the tippish,
I don't know. There's more. It's complicated. There are multiple factors that converge to bring about an event. There are multiple factors. This, you can ask this question on every single ma'isa that happens in the world. There are many different ways to look at it. I don't know more. I don't know. It's a complicated. There's a collection of events that are coming together to produce a specific result. I don't know more. Okay, so that's the interpretation. So now we go back to the pasuk. If we read the pasuk again according to the mitzvot we have over here, we see it's called Chaim Hashem Alach Lashemesh. So the bottom line is according to the Targum, I've seen all of the Chaim Alach Lashemesh refers to the generation of my son, and they're going to rebel against it. My yelad hashni with my son, Asher Yamo Tachtov, in case l'cholam l'chol Hashoyu l'fnehem. This means that there's no end to the good people. My son, unfortunately, is going to be a fool because there's going to be no limit to the supply of wise, righteous advisors that are going to advise him to make the right decision, but he's going to fail, and he's going to choose to listen to the young advisors that tell him that he should increase the taxes, and what's going to be the result is going he's eating all this into the pasta. There's going to be a split. And this split is not going to be good. Gam ho acharonim lo yismichu vo. The later generations are not going to be happy with the Yeruvim ben Nevat because his actions are going to cause there to be a very great korban, avodah zarah, milchama, war, and eventually the golus. 200 years later, less than 200 years later, Sancheriv came and exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. Therefore, gam zehevel v'rayan ruach. Therefore, for my son, unfortunately, it's bad news. It's a very bad forecast for my son. So, sach hakol, we've taken over here out of the psukim three very different ways to translate these two psukim. Okay, now before we go further, I just want to tell you some. If I can remember some other midrashim. Okay, another other thing which caught my attention is the Yelet Hasheni is referring to Yaakov. We're referring here to Esav and Yaakov. So the pasuk that means is Ve'ra'isi es kol ha'chayim asher heim b'schus ha'yelet ha'sheni. Pasuk means, according to this medrash, not medrash, maybe it is a medrash, I'm not even sure what this is. For Isias kol hachayim amhalchem tachas hashamesh, im hayelid hashni asher yamoy tachtov. The yelid hasheni is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was second to come out of his mother's womb. All of the people, what?
What's yamoy
tachtov
mean?
Yamoy tachtov means the whole asher, yamod Tachtov in his place, in the place of Esav. So what it means over here is, why does the world continue to exist? In what merit? In what zuchus? In what zuchus does the world exist? So after going through all these psukim of people, they spend their days pursuing wealth, materialism. Is that what Hashem had in mind when He created the world? So this interpretation says, but he says it's a anchama. If you want to know why the world does continue to exist, why the world does continue to go on, it's because im here is interpreted to mean in the zuchus. It's because of the zuchus of Hayelet Hasheni, of the Yelid of Yaakov Avinu, who was the Yelid Hasheni relative to Yaakov Avinu, Asher Yamo Tachtov, that will ultimately replace Esav. Now in this world, Esav is dominant. Esav was given the shlit on this world, but ultimately in the times of Mashiach, Yaakov Avinu will prevail, will take control of the world, and al ha'osid, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, that Yaakov Avinu will ultimately prevail and will teach the world the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is why Hashem says, I am patient. I am patient, and I will allow the world to endure. I will allow to let all the chayim hamahalchim tachas Hashemesh and continue to be involved in foolish activities, because I know there's a yelet Hasheni. And this Yelad Hasheni, Asher Yamay Tachtov, will one day stand and overcome and replace Esav and change the world. Okay.
When is that day supposed to be?
What?
When is that day supposed to be?
Mashiach. The Olu Moshim Behar Tzion Meshpur is Ashari Sabroch Shekhtanti.
This coincides.
Okay, another interpretation is.
Yesterday you said also that Ben Yaakov
Yefraim,
Yelet Shoshua, I think
you said it was Yaakov. In the Zuchus.
Yes.
So the Zuchus of Yaakov, Ben Yaakov Yefraim, Im Yelet Shoshua. Okay. Okay, there's another interpretation. The word Kates, some of the Midrashim focused, we know that the word Kates is always a code word for Mashiach. So, Ein Kates. Why is it, according to the Al-Sheikh says this idea, this is from the Al-Sheikh, why is it that the Mashiach has not come? It's because L'chol Ha'om Ein Kates, She'ein Kates L'chol Ha'om. Why has the Kates has not come L'chol Ha'om? It's because Beglal Zuchus Asher Hoya. I'm not really sure what he means. Okay, we'll leave it out. Maybe come back to another time. Right, we'll leave it. We've done over here basically the three Mahalchim and the Pasuk two Psukim. We'll leave it with that. Let's now go to the next Pasuk. Okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Everyone appears to agree that this is an entirely new theme. Okay, new theme. Shemor Ragel L'chol Kasher. Guard your feet. Kasher Telech El Beis Olakim. Guard your feet when you go to the base. When you go to the base of Migdash. V'karv L'shmaya. And hearken. Listen carefully to what the Kohanim have to tell you in the Beis HaMikdash. This is much more important, mites hakesilim zavach, much better than following the way of the foolish people who just offer sacrifices, and do not listen. Ki einam yodim la'asos ra. They do not know how to do evil. Let's take a look at the Mitzvahs for clarification. Okay, we have to get three Mahalchim here on this Pasuk, very quickly. Pasuk Yitzayin Shemor Raglucha. Be'es Asher Telech Lebeis Hamigdash. When you go to the Beis Hamigdash, V'lo Toniach Raglucha Lelecha Shama Be'inyin Dovar Hora Be'enei Hamokoim Kavos Chatos V'Hashamos. When you go to the Beis Hamigdash, it should not be because you are guilty. Some people, they plan, oh, I got to go to Eretz Yisrael now. Why? Going for a simcha? Can you imagine when the Beis HaMikdash is built? Someone says, oh, see, I'm going away for 2 weeks. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. What's the occasion? Yahrzeit? A simcha? No. I was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigek. So I got a ring of carbon chatas. It's going to cost me plane tickets, $2,000. Animal carbon is going to cost another $500. Kohanim, you know. It's going to cost me. I got to take off from work. That, can you imagine? That's how it would be when your Mashiach comes.
Can you get a shliach?
No. Only if it's impossible. You have to smich on the carbon, so you really can't bring the shliach. So it's not a good thing. What?
So we'll be living there, so we won't have the cost of life.
Not necessarily we'll be living there. You'll be living all over the world. There'll be people living there, there'll be people living in Chutz La'aretz. You'll have a summer home, you'll have a whatever, but it's gonna be an embarrassment, a bush of chlima to say, oh, I have to go. No one's gonna want to advertise. The reason why you're going to Eretz Yisrael is because I've done an avera and I have to bring karma chatas. Or you'll say, I have to go because I have a nega. I gotta get checked out by the local Kohen. I gotta go check it out. So that's what the Pasuk says. Shemor Raglucha, guard your feet. Make sure that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, it's for good things. It's because it's for a simcha. It's been oila l'regel for the Shalosh Regalim. Not because Kasher Telech Beis Elokim. That's what it says. Make sure it's not because you're going there to bring chatoyos v'ashamos for averos. Ki toiv shaloi techeta. It's better that you should not sin v'loi tavi kapara. Hashem does not want you to come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring korbanos for sin. The kor of l'shmaya, It's much better to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sei slave l'shmoya b'koloi v'lihiyos nizhar min hachet. Hashem does not need you to come into his building and to bring korbanos. You can stay home. You can ride the New York subway. And if you're being mechav and you're learning and you're a Yarei Shemayim in the depths of in the bowels of New York City, that's much better in Hashem's eyes than going to Yerushalayim to bring a korban chatas. That's what it says over here. Korav l'shmaya mites mimatan hazevach shel hakesilim. Because what do? They think it's no big deal. Shechaitim umevim korban kapara. They think no big deal. You sin today. You do whatever you want today, and then you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring Kurbanos, and they brag, look, I've gone to the Beis HaMikdash 10 times this year. I brought Kurbanos. Yeah, you brought Kurbanos because you do Averos. Ki einam yoidim. Now, this part of the pasuk is very difficult. Ki einam yoidim. What is it they do not know? Rotzalaymar. Einam noistim lev lodas mahu masera. So here, the Mitzvah added some critical words to make simple sense of the pasuk. The wicked people do not noisnim einam yoidim, means they do not know how to pay attention to know mahu masehara. They don't want to learn what evil is. They don't want to learn you're not supposed to do this. They do whatever they want, and then when they're told they made a mistake, okay, we'll go to the base in the shemeng of carbon. Why don't you just go learn the halachos? Go to a shir, you learn the halachos, you know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, you'll make adjustments in your lifestyle to be Yorei Shemayim. They don't want to learn what is ra. And to the lightness of their minds, they're foolish. They think that's a good idea. Hashem wants you to come to the building as much as possible. Show up. The more averos, the merrier. The more averos you do, the more excuse you have. This is a foolish. Because that's the interpretation of the mitzvot. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, shmor agalucho kasher telech al beis halokim. Heach telech. He says the same idea as the mitzvot. That when you go, it's just a little bit different. Come to the Beis HaMikdash. Bring Korbanos. But voluntarily, Korbanos of Nidarim and Nidavos. Period. The Korov, Havei Lishmoya Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hutoiv the Korov LiHaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's much better. The Rashi is breaking up the pasuk. The Korov Lishmoya. So Rashi here is saying the Korov Lishmoya. It's better to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an erlocha person, then mites hakesilim zavach sheyachto v'yavi karbon ki einam yodim la'asotzra ein hakesil mevin shu oiser ro li'atzmai. The kesil, not that he doesn't want to learn what is ra, einam, they do not understand that they're doing ra la'atzmai by doing averos and bringing korbanos, and not instead of being korov l'shmaya. Again, he's giving us a choice. It's better to be korov l'shmaya than be from the taste hakis, be from the foolish people who just offer sacrifices. I'll just give tzedakah. I'll live, do whatever I want. I'll live a very evil, corrupt lifestyle, immoral lifestyle, and I'll excuse myself by giving a lot of tzedakah. Mites kisilim zavach. That's a foolish thing. The fools don't realize they're doing ra. Hashem would prefer that you're a korav l'shmoya than living a lifestyle of evil and trying to exempt yourself by giving a few dollars of stock. Okay, so it's very similar to Rashi. Came out the same thing as Rashi. Maybe he puts the comma a little...
You're doing a prayer and then you bring the
korav. Yeah.
And it's canceled out the event?
No, that's exactly what the pasuk says. It's exactly what Rashi and the Mitzudos are saying. It does not. Everything is left over. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, everything is left over. You have accomplished nothing. That's what it says. The Karoiv Lishmaya. Hashem wants a person to listen to his word, to do his mitzvos, not to averos. Better, that is what is desirable. Better mites hakesil zavach than they be a foolish person who does averos and just offers sacrifices. That's exactly what it says. The sacrifice of the kesil is not worth anything. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum, finish up. Targum on this pasuk. pasuk Yitzayin. Okay, it's pretty similar, the same idea. At Barnash, man, you man, tar, guard, raglcha, guard your feet, b'idon d'seizel l'beis muk d'sha, the Hashem. Now here he says something a little bit different. Lit salo'o. Okay, this is something that does not say in Rashi or the Mitzudos, or for that matter, in, not in the Pasuk. Guard your feet when you go to the Beis HaMikdash to do what?
Right.
To pray. To pray. The law sohach tamon milei chayvin. Do not speak. Do not go there. When you go to pray, do not present yourself there full of sins. If you're going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your prayers are not going to be accepted if you are a person that's full of chait. Ad lo tisuv, if you do not do tshuva. Usehei mikarev undoch, you should bring your ear. Undoch is your ear. You should. What?
Udina.
You have udina. I have udinach.
Udinach.
Lekabolo ulfan oiraisa min kohanoya. Be attentive, hearken to the words of the Kohanim who teach Torah. When you recur of Lishmoya, not like what the Mitzvahs and Rashi said, we're not talking about listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the Kohanim. Listen to the Shiurim that the Kohanim deliver when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanah v'chakimaya v'lo sechei kitip shaya. Don't be a shaita. The mekarvin korbano al choveihon, who just come to the Beis HaMikdash and offer sacrifices, the law soivin, they do not do tshuva min uvodehon bishaya, the achidin bidoihon, who do not do tshuva from their evil sins that are held in their hands, v'loisohi mekabal berava. Arum le sohon and Hashem does not accept it with will. When the wicked people v'losoyim mikabel beralva, Hashem will not accept. Like, answer your question, Mr. Marillas. The karbonos of the kesilim, Hashem will not accept. It's not worth anything. Arum, because leshon yodin lemevad beitov levish, they don't know the difference between good and evil. So when it says here at the end of the pasuk, asher lo yedun la'asos ra, according to the Targum, means you have to hear another word. They don't know the difference between doing good and doing evil. They're ignorant. They're completely ignorant. They don't know the difference between the two. Everything in their eyes is all the same. And so the basic theme is that when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, when you come, so the Pasuk is telling us that when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, not like the Mitzudas and Rashi, according to the Mitzudas and Rashi, the basic theme is Hashem doesn't even want you to come, period. Well, I shouldn't say that totally, because according to Rashi, Rashi says, come and bring the Dharma and the Davos. The Mitzudas seem to say, Hashem says, stay home. I don't want you to come altogether. Don't do Averis. Rashi says, no, come. Come, bring Nedar Manadavos. Targum says, come, bring Chatos, the Ashamos. But when you come and you bring the Chatos, the Ashamos, before you bring the carbon, you go to a seminar. You go to a seminar. They are Kohanim, they are Chachamim, they give Shurim. You come and get a bring carbon Chatos, a big business. You come and bring carbon Chatos, what is the Chatos all about? You got to do tshuva. You have to do slicha kapara to underappreciate what the carbon is for. Not like the kesilim that show up with a suitcase in the airport and they just go to the Beis HaMikdash and they bring the carbon on their first plane out and they don't spend the time understanding what the carbon is all about.
How to avoid doing it again.
What? And then, because then they have to avoid the future preparation for the next time. So it's really very interesting. Three very different interpretations. Either don't come altogether, just be a good person, come, bring the Dharma Damos. Rashi, you're going to come. You're going to come to Davin. You're going to come to Chatas Yashamos. But when you come, you have to know and understand and prepare yourself and listen to the Kohanim and the Levim, the Torah that they teach you, to put you in the right frame of mind, to bring the carbon in a proper frame of mind and not be like the fools that don't want to spend the time doing it. Okay, there's a very...
Even though you said it's two different thoughts, this pasuk is different. When I looked at this as a whole, it's the Roisi is called a Chayim HaMahalchim Tachas HaShomesh. There are people who take a stroll through life without
having any effect on the rest of the world. They just take life as it comes, and they just go. They take a scroll.
So that's like this pasuk, Shemor Raglecha.
Shemor Raglecha.
It's the same idea. In a chanami.
I mean, that's...
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, I have to tell you, I have to tell you, you all Bali Maifsim. Why you all Bali Maifsim? I told you about that story, that story from the Nishmas Kol Chai, from Rav Yechiel Michel Stern. When I went to him, and then the next day I found the Sefer. I haven't, so I told you the story. I came home and there it was. I haven't seen it in months. And there it was. So you all Bali Maifsim. Okay, so I right away opened it up and I saw, what did it say? No cleaning lady. No cleaning lady, Bali Maifsim. So I opened it up right away to find a good word for today. So I saw a very nice one. I should have forgot, but he says there is an extra yud, a yatir yud. Shemor raglcha kaasher telech. So he cites there, I don't remember who it is. I don't remember who he says. One of the Rishonim. Why is there an extra yud? Because in Shulchan Aruch, now that can't be a Rishonim. One of the early Acharonim. Why is there an extra yud? Because in Shulchan Aruch there are 10 things listed a person has to do before you go to the Beis HaKnesses. You have to first wash your hands. You have to go to the Beis HaKisei. You have to put on talus and tefillin. There's a list. Maybe next time I'll bring it in. There's a list of 10 things you have to do before you come to the Beis HaKnesses. Shemor raglucho kasher telech el Beis Elokim. When you come to the Beis HaKnesses, guard your feet. There's an extra yud in the word raglecha, yatir yud. When you come, make sure you do all of the 10 hachonis that are necessary before you come to the Beis HaKnesses. Another thing, another very popular word, all the commentators say the same idea. Raglecha comes from the word of regilus. Mitzvahs anoshim milimuda, lip service, rote, regilus, doing things without any thought of any thought and meaning. When you come to the Beis Elokim, the Beis HaKnesses, shemor raglecha, watch out. This should not just be regilus. Mitzvahs anoshim milimuda, this should not be like yesterday, the day before, rote, lip service. It's not regilus. I have to have chiddush. When you come to the Beis Elokim, make be on guard from this sickness called regilus. Okay, we'll stop over here.